Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report, day number 80 of the Communist Chinese takeover of the Communist Chinese Party takeover and the big state or global reset, the deep state takeover of the United States. It is Friday, a well-deserved Friday, April 9th, 2021. Patreon, because of Easter last weekend, our Patreon meeting will be this Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I'm looking forward to that. Randy Taylor's, I believe, will be able to join us. He's on with me right now. Randy Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. How are you? It's Friday.
Yes.
Man, it's Friday.
Like I told you off air, I said, you know, I'll tell you what, after you look at the news, you look at the headlines, you look at what's going on, and right now, you know, my wife said to me today, you know, of course, been together about 35 years in total, but, she said, you know, some days I just can't stand you. And I said, honey, I love you. And some days I can't stand myself. And this is one of them. You know, I get it. When she said that, she meant the mood. Because the mood, you know what, Randy Taylor, the mood in this country, you've got the deep state undermining America. We are being told to live with our death, to love and embrace our death, or learn to live with, embracing and loving our death. And by that I mean, of course, you know, with the CC party virus and, of course, the vaccines. And in the meantime, okay, let me start off with this. And again, folks, understand this. Two sources have given us the Hunter Biden laptop, the entire thing. We're looking at 103,000 text messages. Yeah. 100 and some odd images and video and other communiques, including emails. Yes, it's a huge file dump, shall I say. But Sean Hannity last night did show some of the images. And this, I believe, is a compilation. This is from the Daily Mail. There, of course, is Hunter Biden on the in that square of images. I think it's from the Daily Mail. Am I right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Eric. And that's no worries. And those pictures are probably big enough to really, if you're listening by way of Global Star, you can go to HagmanReport.com and click on this today's episode. But you can see. Now, here's why I'm putting this up, all right? You can see on the left, of course, or on the left of the screen. I was going to say to the right of the four images, but to the left of the screen, you can see what methamphetamines do to one's dental hygiene. And again, this is not to disparage anyone who is addicted, who has a substance abuse problem. Not at all. But to handle it the way it's being handled. And then to the right, of course, is the debauchery. All right. Now, the reason I wanted to mention this at the outset, as I said, we have it all. Randy Taylor has it all. I've got it all. Other people have it all. So, and we have dead men switches everywhere. This is really not the issue. Okay, this is bad, but it's not really the issue. The debauchery, the stuff you see there, yeah, that's salacious. That's what people, if it bleeds, it leads. If it's porn, okay. But that's not the real problem. The real problem is the influence peddling of the United States of America. You know, I just saw an article yesterday, and I'm looking at this, and the numbers are preliminary, but it appears that President Trump lost $1 billion of his wealth being president. Okay, now think about this for a second. What about the people who go in broke and end up being millionaires? All right, go into office, whatever public office. They're dead broke, and they become millionaires. President Trump just had experienced the opposite. But the reason I bring this Hunter Biden laptop up at the outset is, folks, I do have an exclusive, a Wisconsin Christian News exclusive, or an exclusive report. It's quite a lengthy article about some of the things on the Hunter Biden laptop. And it's in Wisconsin Christian News, the episode or the edition coming out next. So please go to Wisconsin Christian News, subscribe digitally and paper. But more importantly, do me a favor, donate to this organization because they are struggling to keep this in the hands of Christians. There's nothing but solid Christian news. I don't get paid to say this. I don't get paid to write for this organization. I do believe it's important that we get the truth. And I just want to make sure that Wisconsin Christian News, they're in need of your donations. They're in need of subscriptions, but your donations. They're a class organization. They bring you the unfiltered news. They have a stable of great authors, writers, contributors. I love this paper, WisconsinChristianNews.com. All right. And of course, you know, putting me in the bad mood, New York's going to offer illegal aliens, people here coming into this country, $15,600 a piece. Now think about that. What could, you know, if you and I were normal people, 15 grand, that's a chunk of change. That's life to me. That's life changing money.
Good. They can buy a bus ticket and go back to Mexico and build a house down there.
Yeah, there you go. You know, so this whole thing's upside down and backwards. And, you know, undermining America, and this is something I want to kind of lead off with. And I sent you the notes, Randy Taylor, and, of course, Eric the Tech has them. And Eric the Tech, thank you. It's Friday. I'm glad I don't know how you put up with me either. But
I'm thanks. Here.
Yeah, you're doing well. First thing on the agenda here that I think is so important, Darren Beatty from Revolver started off with this. And Randy, I want to get your take on this because there are 100 signatories to a letter demanding a 9/11 type commission look into the events at the Capitol of 1/6. Well, there's a lot of things wrong with that statement, that one statement right there, right? 9/11 type commission. Looking
that's at which means basically nothing.
Well, yeah, but yeah, except well, nothing truthful.
Yeah, I could say we had a commission. Well, okay, it's like the Warren Commission, you know.
Yeah, exactly, and it's modeled after that. But if you go to HagmanReport.com, it links to Revolver. But if you go to HagmanReport.com and take a look at the signatories on this, okay. I title them the Rogues Gallery of Liars and Scumbaggery. And one of the individuals, the signers on here, is Tom Ridge. Tom Ridge, I had worked, you know what, Randy, I don't know if I ever told you this off air and over cigars and you know, scotch, but I don't drink scotch. I don't drink, but Tom Ridge, I used to, when he was with the local DA's office, okay, I had done some work with Tom Ridge and when he was an attorney here locally and his brother David. And, I thought he was a stand-up guy, but for him to really turn on us and really what this is the deep state versus you and me. And it's now official that they've signed this. And, you know, Darren Beatty did a great job, Revolver.news and also on Bannon saying they're going to out us. They want any patriot that they're going to dox us, or they're going after every part of our lives. If you are, you know, if you're a patriot. So what say you about this?
Well, it's going to be just like every other commission. They're going to decide what lies to tell. Evidence that would exonerate will not be admitted. This is going to be, and go back and think of their Warren Commission, think of your 9/11 Commission, and it's a dog and pony show. It's so that they can say that they did it, and they're going to come out at the end. It's like a trial where the guilt or innocence is already decided before the trial even starts. It's a dog and pony show.
Yep.
And yeah, they're coming after us. I had a strange dream the other night.
Okay.
No, it was a strange dream, as dreams go. And if I remember the dream, I'll look it up in one of the dream dictionaries. I rarely remember my dreams. I wake up and I remember for about 30 seconds. Yeah. This one stuck with me, and the next night before I went to sleep, the dream was right there again. And when I looked it up, it said that there was going to be a very challenging upcoming events in my life. And that I really,
more so than what you had already or what?
Well, yeah, but more like by other people, not myself. And that I was going to have to rise to the challenge. So when you say challenge, that's a challenge from the powers that be or whatever. I'm looking at it going, yeah, I don't have enough stuff going on. Okay. But like they always said in the office, you know, when I was in the corporate world, they said, if you want to get something done, give it to a busy guy. So anyway, I just, I'm not going to tell you what the dream was. Okay.
I let that one hang because you're right.
I'm going to let that one be, but I looked it up and the funny thing was on several different sites, including Christian websites. It was the same thing. Events. It mentioned events and not events so much my events around me.
And you know, I wonder how many people out there are having dreams like that. I'm just curious.
I doubt that we're alone. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
And when you said you're grouchy and cranky, same thing here. And what it is we get blindsided every day. And
that's a good point. Yep.
Yeah. And we're the type of people, you and I, where we, we like structure and the way things, and you know, we do things a certain way. And this being blindsided, and it's putting more and more pressure on us because they're gaining ground on us. The bad guys, they're gaining ground. They are. And that's at every level. That's at a global cabal level. That's at, and even higher than that, and in the government, because our government is facilitating all of this. I know up north, it's gone crazy up there.
Isn't Ontario like on a full lockdown?
Yeah, for example. Yeah, my relatives up there are locked down. They can't go to each other's houses. They're on full lockdown for 28 days. Well, see, herein lies the thing. The people are resisting up there.
Okay.
Which I'm really glad to see. And the cops are starting to understand that they really can't do anything. Now, do you remember? You remember what we talked about, that pastor out there? He was out in
Calgary. Yes.
Calgary. Yeah. And he wouldn't abide by his bail conditions. So he sat in jail. And finally, Alberta, it was out in up in Alberta. They put a fence and a padlock around the church.
Yep.
That church is closed.
They put actually two fences around it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is nuts.
Let me tell you, if that was my property, and I'm sorry, okay, bolt cutters would not cut it here. Okay. No pun intended. It would be.
I'd bulldoze it.
Yeah.
As soon as I put it up, I'd be bulldozing it. They'd have to shoot me.
And that's the thing. See, and herein lies really the theme, I think, of this hour. If it's to be, it's up to me. All right. In other words, we're it, baby. And we said this before. And when I have to say this, when, Dr. Richard Proctor was on Wednesday, he mentioned, the conversation that you guys had a couple of weeks, the week that you went in the hospital. He said, you know, if Randy was on right now, I'd tell him, Randy's right. Randy was right about, President Trump in terms of, in the plan and all this stuff. It's just up to us. I'm paraphrasing, yeah, of course.
It is. No, but that's what it is. It's in our laps.
Yep.
There is no Cape Crusader coming to save us.
No.
And even if Donald Trump runs in 2024, by 2024, what's going to be left?
We're not going to make it to 2024.
Think about it. That's three and a half years from now, from the next election. We're in trouble now.
Yes.
We're in serious trouble now. And we've said this when we were talking on the show earlier this week. This is very fluid.
Exactly.
This changes. There's, especially with my health, there's 3 or 4 days sometimes between me being on a show. And from the time I'm on a show to the next time I'm on a show, the whole scenario has changed.
100%.
And this is why they want our guns, because that's the one thing that stands between us and their goal.
Yep.
And with that, let's go.
The one simple thing.
Okay, so right now, you and I, all of us here in the United States and people all across the world are listening, and there's not a day that goes by, Randy Taylor, I'm sure you get the same thing, where I'll get an email from Australia, from the UK, from another country.
All over the world.
Don't let them ever take your guns. Okay.
Yep.
Let's go to the executive order, the page, NPR page. Okay. Now, I rarely do I cite NPR, but let's go to the NPR page. The executive order, about Biden's guns. Let's do that whenever you have the opportunity. Here it is. It has to stop. Biden takes initial action on guns, calls on Congress to do more. And you know, here's the, I don't know, folks, if you've seen this, but, the takeaways, you know, it's, these ghost guns. Now, I don't know how big of a problem this is, or if it, I won't even say problem, how big of an issue this is. It can be assembled at home from kits, contains no serial numbers. Well, so what? Okay. The gun's not going to jump out and shoot somebody. Somebody's got to use it.
And it's mostly 3D printed.
Yes.
And that technology is so
funky.
Really not that great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to carry a 3D printed weapon on your side for your personal use every day.
Yeah, most of us have printers that, you know, the high end printers are $12,000 to $15,000. So 3D printers.
Yeah, but I can make a zip gun and be more reliable.
Probably, yes. Well, it goes into but the one key in this, it is the red flag laws that, the Justice Department is going to draft a template for states to use to write red flag laws. And if you don't think that this is going to be used against us by our family members, man, you're wrong. There is an article on HagmanReport.com, that I put up, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I think. Do you remember reading this? It was about the rock, let me see if I can bring this up here. Coffin Creek, do you remember what that was? Let's see here. It's right here somewhere. Sundown at Coffin Creek, or Coffin Rock. Sundown at Coffin Rock. You gotta read that article, folks. Sundown at Coffin Rock. It's not, I didn't write it, someone else wrote it.
And the problem with red flag laws is a lot of times they can just list them as anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say family member. They could say it was a neighbor, a concerned citizen, anonymous, and boom. This is why I tell people all the time on social media. When you go out and you buy a pistol, why do you go on social media and go, look at the new addition of my family? Why do you do that? What is wrong with you? Your weapons should be a secret.
Yes.
Absolutely be a secret. You should have bought as many of them as you could without having to register. You should have bought them through private sales years ago. This, I don't understand people. I don't get it.
Yep.
They're going to come. If you think for 1 second that they don't have people on Twitter, on Facebook, jotting down information, and all they got to do is contact any of those platforms who are already socialist, communist type companies, and they will give your information, your IP address, your address, whatever you signed up with. And they will come and take your stuff. They will put you in jail. If you want to be really sharp, you need to learn how to do drywall. You put your guns put your guns away. Have one gun out, put the rest of them in the walls. Hide them. So if through a cursory search, they don't find them. I'm just telling you, folks. Anybody that's got them hanging on the wall, they're showing them on social media, or bragging advice. About them. Yep. I'm just listen to me, because the ones that have already bought registered weapons, they've got all your information.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Hopefully, out of the 10 guns you own, they only know about 5 of them. You know, do you guys, do people understand what I'm saying? Stop with the going on social media, especially, and putting your pictures on, going, hey, look at my new Glock. Yeah, we're going to be looking at your new Glock when it's evidence at your trial.
And that's the okay. So let's continue here, because this is so important. There's so much to cover. So the executive order is out. We know the focus is on really gun confiscation. When you look at it from a broader perspective, it is about gun confiscation. Don't folks do not believe anything less than that, because they need to disarm us. Eric was correct. I've got to say Eric was 100% correct. They're coming for him. Mm-hmm. Now here's Biden. Okay. When confronted by, and folks, I don't know how many people have seen this, but it's worth a second and third and fourth look. When confronted by a union worker, when he was on the campaign trail, here's Biden talking about gun confiscation and denying it. Go ahead and play that when you're ready. It's a 2-minute clip, I think.
You are actively trying to diminish the Second Amendment right to take away his gun.
You're forced
here. All right. Shush. Support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. From the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my son's hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
You're doing veto when you say you're going to take our gun.
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice.
Oh, he disqualified it.
Wait. Take your AR 14s and
what? Okay, this
is not okay. Hold on.
All right.
And let's go. There's a lot of guys.
You're a clusky putz, that guy. You can cut it off there. You're full of, he said to this guy. You're full of, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then his staffer, this small young lady that's probably, 4'9", was saying, come on. And then he says, shush. First of all, if I would have been that girl, I would have.
He asked me if I needed a hundred rounds, I would have said, no, Joe, I only need one.
And all those union people wasted their chance.
but okay, now compare that, because all of these politicians are liars. Okay, they're all liars, and Biden is a stooge for the globalist. Okay, now one thing I didn't tell you about Randy Taylor, and folks, I didn't tell him about this. I actually have video of Randy Taylor's daughter. Okay. And he doesn't know this. It comes as a complete surprise to him. But here is a video of Randy and his daughter.
He looks very worried.
He does? Okay. Here's a video of Randy and his daughter out on a Sunday afternoon. I think this might have been last Sunday or last Sunday. Here it is right here. Go ahead and play it.
Hey guys, this is the Beretta M9A3, and this is the first time I've ever shot it. Ready?
Ready.
I love that.
Great. Flinching it.
I think I flinched once.
Yeah, you had one miss there, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I did four times.
Yeah, and it likes that. It likes your reloads locked open on empty there.
Yeah.
Look at that trigger discipline Randy taught her. Now, folks, I got that off of Twitter,
no,
okay?
No, yeah, that's not.
That is, I don't know who to credit.
My daughter's a much better shot than that, thank you.
She wasn't bad. But see, okay, and why I threw that in there is because I hope that made somebody smile, because it made me smile earlier. Okay.
But prepare your children.
Prepare your children, right.
Please.
Yes. And that's, God bless whoever that was, but, you know, and Biden coming out and saying that really amendments don't matter and all this. I mean, we're in crazy town, aren't we?
No. Well, and the part I don't understand is you got the five largest cities in the United States with the toughest gun laws are the ones with the highest homicide rates. So I don't really understand why they think more legislation is going to help with anything.
That's
and when they come and think they're going to start grabbing stuff, that's when things are going to get real. It's going to get crazy.
Yep.
It's going to get real. And the people that resist are constitutionally correct. Legally.
It's our obligation to.
It is. And I don't, Biden, I don't know how he's doing this with an executive order. That's like declaring war on an executive order. And of course, yeah, he could go to the joke peanut gallery Congress that we have now and probably get things passed. But these people don't understand. When it hits the fan, those gates around Washington, D.C. are not going to protect them.
And they're still going to be up.
They keep referring to January 6th as this horrible day. That was a picnic. That's what people don't, the people that are out there that are provoking the U.S. citizenry, you don't understand. Why do you keep poking the bear? And I'm not telling you because I have any kind of knowledge of it. I'm telling you because I understand human nature. I'm almost 60 years old. I know when you kick the dog is going to bite you eventually. You don't. Amen. This is
right.
What I'm seeing is absolutely so asinine and so ridiculous. And some politician will end up getting wasted, and then they'll be moaning the blues about gun control. You need to. They really need to back off. Because they're going to put this thing, and I hate to tell them this, but they think they're going to rely on the military. Half your military isn't going to respond. There's going to be some that, are going to, no matter what, they want the paycheck. But if you think Billy Bob's going to go to his hometown and start arresting people, you're wrong. It's not. Now, maybe that crap will work in the cities, but I even question it there. I just don't see it. And if you think you're going to bring in UN troops, then we're really going to have, then it's duck hunting season and the ducks are wearing blue hats. Okay. In fact, after about 3 days, you won't be able to keep a UN troop in the US. They'll be crowding the airports trying to get out of here. But I don't think a UN troop would come in the US and attempt gun confiscation. If I was some little Pakistani guy or something, they go, we're going to send you to the U.S. and you're going to take the guns. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, that would be like sending the...
What?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah, that, give me a kamikaze helmet, baby, because that's my life expectancy. I mean, that's just nuts.
But you know, here's... If we learned anything, and I'm going to kind of segue into a different but intertwined... the topic, if you don't mind. If we have learned anything over the last 12, 14 months, haven't we learned that the attacks are not necessarily going to be direct attacks? For example, where was this? There was a gaming control board license. Gaming Control Board threatens bars and taverns. This, I'm trying to find out where this was. This appeared a couple of days
ago. Probably out of Nevada? Maybe?
Let's see here. This was on, it was in Nevada. That's correct. So Gaming Control Board threatens bars. Make your employees take vaccine or lose gaming license. So, okay. People say, well, you know, you're all over the place. You got ADHD. You're talking about gun control. Then now you're talking about vaccines.
It's all intertwined.
Yes. So here's the thing. Turn your gun in or you're not going to be, or we're going to take your bank account or you're not going to be able to go to, take the jab, which is not really a vaccine, or you're not going to be able to go to Walmart or go to the market or whatever, this is compliance by force. The process mm-hmm. is the punishment in this case. And I think in the entire case, while they're funneling people up through the southern border, and many of them, and you're hot on this, many of them are enemies. They're putting the jackboot of thuggery on the American citizen, and they're doing so in ways that are less than, obvious in many cases. But here's what I'm surprised. I'm surprised that, and I want to get your take because you weren't with me yesterday. I'm going to just play this. There are two videos from yesterday. They're excerpted. And I want to get your take on this because you've got people lining up for these. They're not vaccines. They're genetically modified, experimental genetically modified tools. It's not even therapy, but tools. And what's going to happen here in 6 months to 8 months to 9 months or maybe in the fall? When people are going to be suffering some grave effects when the flu or another virus or even a flu shot, they receive a flu shot in addition to what this vaccine that they received. So this is from yesterday. And of course, this is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in the first video. And I want to get your take after the first one. It's a minute 29 seconds or a minute 20 seconds. Randy Taylor, here it is, and folks, here it is, this from yesterday.
No, I don't like to use the term genetic modification therapy because therapy to me implies it does something good. It's like speech therapy or physical therapy or cardiac rehab therapy. That's trying to do something to improve you. What these injections are doing are genetic modification tools that in no way are trying to improve your genes. We've all been labeled saying that, the messenger RNA doesn't change the DNA. That's actually correct. But the messenger RNA is translated into a protein. The spike protein then can be reincorporated into your genetic material through a process called transfection. And once that's done, as far as I can tell from all the medical literature that I've read in the past and currently, that is a permanent, irreversible change in your God-given DNA. And why anybody would rush to the front of the line to be injected with something that has no proof, no long-term studies, and will change your God-given DNA, to me, Steve, it's sort of like watching somebody run to the front of the line to get in the train. That's the bullet train to go to Auschwitz.
Okay. Randy Taylor, your thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree with her. And a lot of people are under this false impression that you're going to get this COVID shot and you're all set. You don't have to get another one. No, they're talking about possibly doing the same every year.
Actually, there were 85.
We're seeing varying reports on this. I don't understand anybody that would run out and want to stick. Think about it. Okay. This COVID-19 showed up a year ago. Okay. We can't come up with a cure for cancer, diabetes, and all this stuff. And you're going to tell me in a year they came up with something that's going to knock COVID-19 out of the park and we're good forever? Come on. What have you ever seen from pharmaceutical companies or the government where they actually did something that benefited mankind? Exactly. Sure, they give you drugs to fight the symptoms, but they don't produce the drugs to cure the disease. And I don't know why people think, and when I see these Hollywood types going, oh, I want to rush to the front. Like, cool. Take my spot.
Please do.
You get on up there. I'll give you a ride. In fact, bring some friends. We'll carpool you down there. I'll wait outside, but we'll get you down there for your shots. I mean, I'd love to see Rob Reiner down there getting a couple shots.
And you know, no matter what you say, and I hope people talk to family members and loved ones about this, because no matter what you say to them, it's like, well, the CDC says, or Fauci says, or I don't trust so and so, but I trust Fauci. Fauci's
why?
The father.
Why?
Why? Exactly.
And yes, the CDC says, read what's on their site.
Yep.
Everything you need to know is actually there.
Thank you. Eric the Tech has done a lot of research on this. Bottom line here is, this is to kill us, man. This is to cull the population. I want to move quickly because this next one, again, I want to get your take on this next one. Now, this is a 4-minute clip. Hang with us on this, folks. You might have seen this yesterday, but in isolation, it may take on a different meaning to you. Here it is. And this kind of explains the bigger picture. Here it is.
So anyways, what we've got right now is all four of the shots that are approved, all four of them, you know, J&J and AstraZeneca introduce DNA. They are developed by cells of aborted fetal tissue. Those are the J&J shot and the AstraZeneca shot. The Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot, that's the messenger RNA. The end result of all four of them is to create a spike protein and the antibody against the spike protein. Now, this is what I want people to listen to really carefully. That spike protein, we already talked about four different ways that it can really harm you. One of the things it can do is it can cause a disruption in your blood-brain barrier, and it can go into your brain, and it can disrupt either the FUS gene or it can cause a mutation in a protein that's called TDP43, which the name of those things aren't that important. Just know that it can cause a disruption in one gene called the FUS gene, and if that gene is disrupted, it can lead to amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or ALS. If you disrupt FUS gene, it can lead to ALS or it can cause cancer. If it disrupts that protein, that funny name protein, the FTD43 protein, if it disrupts or mutates that protein, it leads to a cluster of degenerative neurological problems called frontal temporal lobe degeneration. Your frontal lobe is the one that lives behind your forehead. Your temporal lobe is where your ears live. And it causes a degeneration of the tissue, brain tissue, that leads to early Alzheimer's and dementia and five different forms of degenerative neurological disease can result. All five of them cause you to lose speech, the ability to form words, and one of those forms, you lose facial recognition. They call it early and rapid degeneration. They call it from frontal temporal lobe degeneration. And they see it in people 45 to 50 years old where they have early onset dementia. We are going to be causing this, Steve and Doug. We're going to be causing this with these shots, that these spike proteins can cross the blood-brain barrier, mutate that gene leading to ALS, mutate that gene leading to cancer, or disrupting the protein that's causing early degenerative changes and degeneration of brain tissue. And all the physicians out there who are listening now or in the future, if you don't know this material, you're going to be held accountable for it. Now, whether or not you can't be sued, because the 2005 PREP Act keeps you from being sued, and you probably won't get fired from your job. But if you're listening to this, and ignorance is no defense in law, ignorance is no defense when you stand before God either. And you're encouraging your people, your patients, to get this shot, saying it's completely safe, it won't harm you, you're going to be held accountable for your lack of knowledge and your laziness for not doing some investigation and reading this material to try to get somebody to get a shot to protect them from a 1% death rate. Will the Lord be saying to you, well done, good and faithful servant? Or will the Lord be saying to you, get away from me, I know you not? Because you're leading your patients to destruction by encouraging them to get these shots that you know nothing about.
And that, Randy Taylor, 100 million right now, I guess, or 200 million by May. And, which she said, just to kind of cap that off, by the fall, it's going to be really ugly. Okay. So
it's chilling. That's chilling. And when you stop and think about it, I mean, it's almost like the world population is going to be like a bunch of zombies.
If they're, you know, not, if they're lucky.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, I'm speechless.
I know that. You see, I am too. I'm speechless as well. But, you know, here's the thing. You start out by talking, for example, about, well, you know, the Hunter Biden, what's really, the Hunter Biden laptop we began with. And what's in there is, of course, the, really a push for a globalist New World Order, if you will. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not, forget that. It's a fact.
That's reality.
Yeah. And then you go to the southern border and you see what's happening there. Then you talk about taking away our guns, confiscation, and people say, oh, they're coming after your guns. The hell they're not. They're coming after your guns. So they want to disarm us. They want to destroy our country by way of, you know, flooding our country with illegal aliens. They have the gate, as you pointed out, the fencing around the, Capitol building where the laws are made. You got Biden as a puppet of the Communist Chinese Party and the globalists, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, the World Economic Forum, a digital reset, currency reset is coming by way of Communist China. And then you've got this, which is to really kill off people. So, I mean, it's all together, but so.
Nobody's coming to save us.
No one's, and that's it.
Here's the problem. We talked about this before the election.
Yeah.
The United States was the last standout, the last hold, the last fortress against the globalists and their plans for this world, for this planet, for the people in it. When we lost the election, that collapsed. And people were telling us, tons of emails, please don't let Trump lose. Please, please. I mean, these are people from other countries saying, please. And you sit there and let that sink in for a second. There's somebody in Australia saying, please. Somebody in Ireland saying, please. Because they knew that when we were taken down politically, that this was going to happen. And you have to look at what's happened since Biden's been in office. We are at an accelerated pace. It's like they're trying to make up for the last 4-year delay in their plans. If you sit down and you really look at it. And I have to be very careful what I would ever say at this point.
Do we?
And you too, Doug.
But seriously, we
have to be careful.
Okay. Man to man. Do we really have to be careful at this point? Does it matter anymore?
You and I aren't going to do much good from a jail cell.
But again, does it matter? We could say nothing and end up in some sort of jail.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
And folks, this is, I mean, we're all in this.
Well, no. we talked to the, earlier in the year about, you know, having some options.
Yes.
And what's happened is our options are slowly eroding.
Yeah.
And you and I pretty much have been, powerless to do a lot of the things that we wanted to do. For various reasons, for various financial reasons, for
legal reasons,
just everything. You know, it's just strange. And I don't know, well, there's things that we got to get done. And
well, okay. Now let me ask you directly. Okay.
Okay.
If this was 70, if we were living in the 1770s, if you and I were living in the 1770s, all right, if you and I were there,
yeah,
what would we do if this was 1775?
Well, see, that's the thing. You have to be prepared to do it today. That's everything. That's put everything on. That's put everything on the line, and that's really where. Where we're getting very, very close to.
Because
I'm very,
yeah.
And it, because I told you this before, it was fluid. Things are happening very accelerated right now. So what we were talking about in the beginning of the year, we kind of were trying to base a timetable on what we had seen thus far, you know, and basing things on analysis and activity. And the thing is that the analysis is getting hard, more and more difficult to do because of the accelerated rate. Even my wife comes to me and says, "What? You know, just think out loud." And I have to be very wary on what I say. And I tell her that, you know, from day to day, this changes.
That's a good
point. This happens every day. It changes because there's some pieces missing that I need to see. Okay. There's certain events that will come to fruition. And the question is when, but there's going to come a point when we can't sit and shoot the breeze about it anymore.
There it is.
And that's really, that's what I'm trying to prepare you folks for. We're getting to a point of no return.
Yes.
Very, very, and that's such a dangerous place to be. We're standing at the edge of an abyss. And we're looking into an abyss. And when I say abyss, a lot of it's we can't even see. We can project. We can think. We can guess. We can analyze. We can say, well, this is what we think is going to happen. But we're getting, we're in one of those vehicles right before we hit the wall. In the crash test dummy lab. Doug and I are sitting in the front seat of this vehicle and it's just going faster. It started out slow and we thought, oh, that's a long way to that wall.
Yeah.
That wall is looming. And this is why it's very, very important to organize locally.
Yep. Yep.
You really, folks. We're, you know, you've got to organize locally. You really have to start. And I know a lot of you have it. I can tell by the emails and the tone in the emails that some of you have, some of you haven't. The ones that have, you're doing the right thing. Amen. You need to get to, you need to know your neighbors. You need to find like-minded people in your community. You really have to. You have to talk in guarded tones. You have to be careful who you talk to. You have to be super smart in a street knowledge kind of way. Not book smart. Just be smart. Be intelligent. Remember, they're out there gathering data on you. They know that this is happening. This is, people are starting to get organized. We need more people getting organized locally. Really get into it. Start banding together, go out on Saturday morning and have breakfast with 20 guys from the neighborhood. Put the tables all together in the restaurant, if you're still allowed to eat in the restaurants. Things are moving at an accelerated rate. I'll tell you right now, would you just stay tuned with us?
We're doing our level best to.
We're trying to stay ahead of this, and we're trying to see what's going on in different areas. We're getting mixed messages back. Well, people that we thought were allies aren't necessarily allies. There's a lot of people, and people are scared.
And that's it. They are scared.
They're scared because you're talking about deviating from life. You're talking about, you know, I get up every day, I go to work, I make a decent income. On the weekends we go out in the boat, but you know what I mean? And people don't think about, wow, they're coming to take our guns and we need to stop them at the city line.
What you said, though.
We need to be out there with our sheriff.
What you said about people waking up, going to work and such, I don't think people understand the fact that you're not going to be able to go to work. You're not going to be able to go in your boat. You're not going to be able to take that vacation. You're going to have to sacrifice everything you've got. Get away
they're
from
gonna take, they're gonna, yeah, and they're going to take it from you.
You're
being forced now. Look at what you're paying for groceries, people. Stop and think about that. Now I want you to look at what's going on. The groceries, okay? Biden's going to raise taxes. Don't think that it's a toss-up. He's going to raise taxes, okay? And it's going to be a lot. Fuel is climbing off the planet. Healthcare is a disaster. Everything that you kind of took for granted is no more. Please understand that. I want you to stop the ones that are being skeptical and are going to say nasty things because we said this. I want you to stop and I want you to draw two lines on a piece of paper and you tell me the pros on one of what's going on today. And I want you to tell me the cons on the other. And if your pros are more than the cons, don't come back.
There it is. Yeah.
Okay. That means because you got crap for brains. Sad. And I don't want to be associated with you. Okay. You'll be the first one in the gulag. And people, I want you to remember there's FEMA camps all over this country.
Yep.
Empty FEMA camps with capacity of anywhere to 3,000 to 8,000 people. Fenced enclosures. Train tracks going in, train tracks coming out. That's not a joke. That's not for supplies. You are the supply. Didn't everybody catch these stinking liberals like, oh, these Trump supporters belong in camps? Well, the problem is there's actually a thought process on the left side in the Democrat Party that people like us and people that are anti-maskers or say that, you know what, someone should have a choice on whether they get a vaccine or not. You're evil. You are a detriment to their idea of society. Not our idea of society, we're a free, open society. Their idea of society. And these are the same people that are killing babies, have already proven that they'll easily knock off the elderly with this COVID-19 thing. Don't blame Trump. Everybody's to blame Trump, okay? He got blindsided on this. Trump was ringing the bells early and saying, hey, and the drugs that could be used to fight this, and not for everybody, but some people, because everybody reacts differently to drugs. Trust me. I just went through an experiment in who reacts to what drugs, okay? Don't tell me. I'll slap you right upside your head, all right? People react differently, and that certain drugs work for people, certain drugs don't. But if you want them to run out and get a shot, what happened to my body, my choice? If I want to try this drug over here because Donald Trump took this drug and it worked, I should be able to. Or I could just lay there in the emergency room gasping for air and dying. Wouldn't she say, hey, you know, at least let me take a shot at it. I'm going to die anyway, right? And even that's inflated. I'm sorry, because the survivability rate is fantastic on this illness. And wait, I never understood quarantining. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. And you don't even hear about the seasonal flu anymore.
No.
We've been pumping vaccines for the seasonal flu since what, 1920 something?
You know, I'm not sure when that began, but you make a good point there.
Yeah, you still haven't solved it. Now you're going to tell me they're only going to get a COVID shot every year. Something you just designed in the last 300 and some days. And you're going to tell me this is what we're doing moving forward. You can stick that right in your ear. Okay. Ain't happening.
That's right.
And by the way,
this is nuts.
And by the way, the ingredients have never been injected into a human before.
No. I saw this little cartoon where these two lab rats are in a cage.
Yeah.
And the guy says, have you gotten the COVID-19? And he's like, no, they're still testing it on humans. It's like, well, there you have it, folks. Things are going to get really nasty in this country by the end of summer. It may even come sooner than that. It all depends. These executive orders coming out of Biden, take them with a grain of salt. He can't enforce the tax code properly. You know what I'm saying? So don't. He can try these things, but it's no good if the states rebuff him. And I would be on your phones and on your emails, and I would be calling my state representatives. I'd be calling my governor and saying, just say no. Because the federal government can send crap out all day long. If the states resist it, that's the end of it.
Yep.
That's it. You can tell the federal government, if you send one single FBI, ATF agent, FBI agent in here to confiscate a gun, we will arrest you on site. And guess what? You can arrest them on site.
But
it's your state.
But they're also talking about federal funds, cutting off federal funding.
So
I 100% agree with you on this. But watch for the softies to cave.
Oh, they will. Well, we know they will because there's no backbone and people are bought off. People are bought off. We know that.
Yeah.
But folks,
you
can do without some federal funding, or you can have the streets stacked with bodies because patriots took it up. Why don't you do without a little federal funding? Try and avoid bloodshed. We've talked about this a million times. And I'm going to keep saying it until I fire a shot. But try and avoid bloodshed.
Yep.
By all means.
Amen.
That's what the Lord would want.
Randy Taylor, we have a lot of people praying for your recovery. And
thank you. Thank you so very much.
I want to tell you, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of this organization. You're an asset to everyone. Thank you, my brother.
We're in it together, my friend.
All right. We are. All right, man. Talk soon.
Randy, all right. See you later, guys.
All right. Randy Taylor, AgmanReport.com. God bless that, man. Gonna be right back. Top of the hour. Stay with us.
Listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
Hour number two of day number 80 of America Held Hostage, America, the coup of America by the communist left in this country. It is Friday, the 9th day of April, 2021. I want to thank you so much for staying with me this second hour, staying with us. And of course, if it's Friday, healthmasters.com. Austin Brower is going to be with me here coming right up. Now, before I get to Austin, you know, one of the things that even in all of the morass of headlines, all of the, my goodness, I mean, you're being taken from one topic to another, you know, you still have to live and you still want to save money, don't you? If you're looking for a way to save some extra money right now, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? It just makes sense. Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. I'm excited about this because we are saving money. I've seen family members save money. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. It's lower than the average credit card rate, interest rate of over 18% APR. The rate's fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. Plus, there are no fees, and you can get your money as soon as the same day you apply. And you know what? Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. And that's exactly what they deliver. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Just for my listeners and viewers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. Hey, tax day's coming up, even if they extended by a month, which they did, but still, tax day's coming up, quarterly tax. Hey, look at your credit card interest rates, okay, on your bills. And I guarantee you will save from LightStream. But here's what you need to do, just for you folks. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more than I just spoke about. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's LIGHTSTREAM. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. Two N's on the Hagman. That's HAGMANN. Now, this is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions do apply and offers are subject to change without notice. But visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. And as they say, and as I always say, you will thank me later because it's a good service. And we've saved a ton of money. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. I appreciate them for being a corporate sponsor. Now, speaking of yesterday, we had a great program. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was on and talking about the four types of, I'm not going to say vaccines. You know them as vaccines or people know them as vaccines. The four types of experimental genetic, modifying tools. Okay. By the globalists. So my takeaway, and I played, by the way, if you go to HagmanReport.com, you can see in the popular segments, you got to scroll down on the page. You can see a couple of the clips we played in the first hour. But Health Masters has been talking about this. Ted Brower, Austin Brower, they've been talking about this since day one. One of the best ways to fight against this and to avoid the jab and to avoid getting sick is through nutrition and nutritional supplements. Healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. Go there. Go there now. Please. I can't afford to lose listeners and viewers. I only have like 7 or 8 now. Okay. So I can't afford to lose. And that includes my wife, but so we can't afford to lose you folks. So one of the best ways to do things is to increase your immune system. And they've got ways to do it. There's an immune building package there. They've got your nutritional supplement for every day. They've got vitamin C and they've got vitamin B and oh, the attention factor. Oh my goodness. What a great product. Contains magnesium and really kind of gets everything firing on all cylinders. Okay. But go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And they have food buckets there as well. And product of the week. Look at that. Anyway, healthmasters.com. And while you're there, do yourself another favor. Click on the upper right there and listen to Ted and Austin Brower, premier father-son radio show on the internet. It's and on Global Star Radio. That's Healthmasters. That's Ted and Austin Brower show, Healthmasters. The information downloads you're going to get every day, hour a day. Incredible. Second to none. That's all based at healthmasters.com. Austin Brower, thanks for hanging with me and coming on. Appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure to be on the show, as always, Doug. And just letting everybody know right now as well, the HGH Stimulate's on sale for product of the week. That's one of our top-selling products, and I always encourage people. It's definitely an exercise-based product for the most part. People can still use it to maintain overall healthy blood pressure. One way that I found that it works really good, though, is drinking it throughout a workout, and that really increases pump, really increases muscle endurance. I've actually tried this with multiple people that have worked out with me, and have them train a couple times in some high intensity training, and then give them this to drink instead of just plain water. And pretty much every single time I've done that, they've always been stronger, had better endurance, and basically less fatigue later on into the workout. So definitely be sure to check it out. It's on sale for 15% off right now. But yeah, you're exactly right, Doug. There is so much going on, and there's so much propaganda and disinformation about telling people what they should do and how this is the only option and how they have to get this experimental injection. I was talking to a friend and customer and listener who was at the house last night over Ted's house, and we were talking. He said, when we first realized last year, and I said, I agree with him, everything he said. He goes, when we first realized that everything was, we're being lied to, he said, is when nobody in the mainstream media, nor bobblehead Fauci, nor Trump, nor anybody would even discuss the aspects of vitamin C or even intravenous vitamin C done by doctors that was having great research back last summer, or vitamin D, or vitamin, basically the quercetin along with zinc. Nobody was talking about it. They refused to talk about it. In fact, social media actually started blocking people from talking about it on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Repeated cases that I saw where they would say, oh, this is not the recommended WHO or CDC guidelines. This is fake news. When people would actually reference doctors that were talking about high doses of vitamin C and vitamin D. And numerous doctors have come out now and said the vitamin D deficiency, and we talked about this 5-6 years ago, was going to start having serious side effects on people because of the immune system not able to function. And Ted's gone into this in detail in our show with the macrophage and what happens turning into a cytokine storm when there's not sufficient levels of vitamin D. So, yes, I greatly encourage everybody to keep your immune system strong, regardless of whether it's COVID right now or whatever nonsense they come up with next. Because I've told you guys repeatedly, and I've looked at this information from Dr. Michael Yeadon. He was the former VP of Pfizer. Of the Pfizer pharmaceutical company. And he has come out now and repeatedly blasted this RNA gene editing shot. I mean, not one point in time has he supported it. And I remember he was with Pfizer for like 2.5 decades. This guy's not some bum. He's extremely educated, very smart, and has been involved with the pharmaceutical industry for a huge part of his life. So he knows what they're doing. He blatantly came out and said that this whole thing is turning into a mass depopulation injection. And he said what's happening is right now nobody has released this yet, but you can see how they're already getting lined up for it. And he said the pharmaceutical companies have already begun developing unneeded booster vaccines for the variants. The companies are planning to manufacture billions of vials in addition to the current experimental COVID-19 campaign. And what's happening now, as he said, is the regulation agencies like the U.S. FDA have announced since these top-up vaccines, or essentially booster vaccines, will be very similar to the prior injection. They will only have slight variants through the RNA changing in the shots, that they will not be required to perform any clinical safety studies. They will be able to roll them out, and they will go under right under the blanket of the experimental emergency injection shot that was originally released. This is a serious issue, and this is exactly what I warned you about. Now they're pushing the variant propaganda. Oh, the variants, all these variants, they're super deadly, they're super contagious, it's going to kill you, blah, blah, blah. Well, obviously, this vaccine that they first came out with is a complete and total sham. It doesn't work at all, and like, you don't have to look any further. To this week, public health officials in Michigan have revealed that at least 246 residents tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. At least 3 of them have also died since receiving the shot. They said each of the groups confirmed to have tested positive at least 2 weeks after their final dose of the shot, and at least 11 of them were hospitalized in the group. So it goes back to exactly what we've been screaming from the rooftops. If it doesn't stop you from getting COVID, doesn't stop you from spreading COVID, a lot of people are actually dying and becoming severely ill when they get this injection, but yet it's an experimental RNA shot and the FDA nor the pharmaceutical companies can be held reliable for it. Why in the world would you put this in your body? And the shills are out in full force. I saw a bunch of articles or posts on Facebook and Instagram and so forth. And what they're doing is now they're paying individuals to go on there and try to rebuttal any comments about the side effects from the shots. So what they're doing is they're going in and they're copying and pasting quotes from the CDC. This COVID shot has been well tested, has been shown safe in clinical studies. So what they're doing is they're trying to push the narrative and keep the narrative going and going and going, when in reality, they're losing the narrative, because a huge part of the population is realizing, why don't I just let my God-given immune system handle itself with proper nutrients, proper vitamin C, D, quercetin, sunshine, exercise, and say, hey, this is where we're headed with that. So that's why I wanted to bring that up. As far as you talked about the shots earlier, there's a lot of other stuff I want to cover today, but that's one thing that I have been pushing unbelievably hard, is tell people, wake up and realize what they're doing to us right now, and use your brain that God gave you to ask questions. Don't just compliantly get injected, Doug.
Amen. And you know what? I'm going to turn this over to you basically for the remainder of the program. Cover whatever whatever's on your radar, because I'm done. At this point, I'm done. We talked about the first hour, just to give you kind of a recap. The first hour, I spoke about the executive order by Joe Biden about coming after confiscating our guns. It's nothing less than a gun confiscation, especially with the red flag insertion laws expansion. There, we talked about the southern border briefly. We talked about the Biden laptop, which, and I've got no problem telling you and everyone else this. We've got multiple copies of the Hunter Biden laptop in its entirety, ferreted away elsewhere. 103,000 plus text messages, 100,000+ email messages, plus all the documents. Not including the salacious and depravity, but that's all there. And so we covered that a little bit. And, of course, as I said, the southern border and, the destruction of our country, but, basically undermining this country and learning, we're being told to learn to live with and love our death. And that's kind of where we're at with this, in my view. So, but you take it, any topic, not off limits, it's all yours.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate that. And one thing, I do want to address as well, I don't know how far you dug into it with this David Chipman, but along with David Chipman running the AFT now, as Biden so affectionately calls them, the AFT, like a half a dozen times. So I made a joke on the show this morning. I said, well, do we still have the ATF, or is the AFT a new agency? Are they one and the same? Is the ATF abolished now? I don't know, but I got to find out what this new AFT is. Very intriguing, agency. We need to know what the AFT is, since we were told pretty much yesterday the AFT is being headed by David Chipman. Not sure where this is going, but yeah, I kind of got a chuckle out of that.
It goes along with a pencil remark, not pistol, yeah. But pencil remark. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
He can't even make any stuff up with this clown. I mean, he's a bumbling buffoon. He can't even get his acronyms right when he's referring to them repeatedly. I mean, it's a joke. And we're literally like the Ringling Brothers of the world now. We're like a circus act. Everybody's looking at us for, that beacon on the hill of freedom. And now everybody's looking at us like, this is a clown show. I mean, this is ridiculous. And so, but no, yesterday, I don't think people realized, yesterday was kind of like a first shot heard around the world, so to speak, theoretically, with what he did with going after the braces now, with what he did going after the 80% lowers, which I've been a huge proponent of for years. I've told people to buy those up for years. Now they've almost all sold out on websites all across the country. 80% lowers have always been legal to purchase, from my understanding, unless you have some restrictive state, but it's a block of metal. There's nothing to it. You can't regulate a piece of aluminum and say, well, that aluminum could be cut into a rifle. Well, that's like saying you can't go buy, basically plate steel because it could be made into a grenade. They can't do anything about the 80% lowers, and that's why they're going after them so hard, because they do not want to have anybody have the ability to own a firearm without it being serialized and registered. And David Chipman was the absolute best communist. And I got to give him credit for this. He's the absolute best communist, gun-hating, anti-Second Amendment individual that I could have thought of to put in this information or put in this position. He is a hardcore anti-gun lobbyist. He has spent years lobbying stuff for Gabby Gifford, also too for Michael Bloomberg. He also worked directly with Gun Control Inc. and embraced every harebrained gun control scheme opposed, basically proposed, that's been floating around. On top of that, he was basically agent in the ATF for 25 years, directly involved in the Waco massacre. He's actually got photos of him online. You can pull them up. Posing with his rifle at the Waco compound when it is burned to the ground, and you can see in the background a charred skeleton corpse from one of the Branch Davidians, whether it was a man, female, child, I can't tell. But you can see the photos of him standing in front of the site of where they proudly burnt the Branch Davidians to the ground and killed over 70 individuals while he's standing there with his rifle like he just did something good. And I remember I got in an argument with an ATF agent one time. Because they were talking about, they were talking about a bunch of stuff and some things that occurred in the past. And they go, well, why are you acting, you know, standoffish? I said, well, I'm acting standoffish. I said, because you executed Randy Weaver's wife. Well, that was the FBI. I said, oh, that's right. One of your agents shot his son. You made sure you descended on his compound. You guys also made sure you had an illegal raid on the Branch Davidians and burned him to the ground. He goes, well, you can't believe everything you hear on television. I said, well, I sure as hell can't believe anything you tell me. I can tell you that right now. I said, you guys think I'm supposed to believe you? You? The giant agency that has been involved in running thousands of guns to the Mexican drug cartel and losing them, including machine guns and 50 caliber weapons? Yeah, I'm going to take your word for it. Now we have this guy who's a hardcore anti-gun communist, and this is interesting. This is a quote from him. So best anybody believes where he goes to, where he's going to take this right now. He said, and I quote, all gun sales should be limited to licensed gun stores where a background check and paperwork is always required. Then he goes on to say, it has been estimated there are around 15 million assault rifles. There he goes with that big propaganda word again, currently in circulation. I believe we should ban the future production and sale of assault weapons to civilians and afford, you know, we'll allow current gun owners of these firearms, the ability to license them, particularly through the ATF under the National Firearms Act. He wants to register AR-15 semi-automatic sporting rifles in the same category as machine guns, class 3 weapons, to basically never be able to purchase again after a certain time. The exact same thing they did with the Brady Bill in 1986, excuse me. That's where he wants to take this. So best believe, they are going to be coming for the guns. Now, they might not be doing door-to-door searches anytime soon. I told my buddy, this who's a sheriff, he called me up last night. We were talking about it. And he goes, we're not registering any of this stuff. I said, I'm not registering anything. So I don't have to get permission to own an AR-15 that I already have, lest they just don't seem to understand that, much less a stock, much less a 80% lower. I'll be very clear about that. I mean, you don't know what I own. Nobody knows what I own. I'm very candid about nobody needs to know what I own, including, especially of all people, the U.S. government. Now with this communist chipman running the AFT or the ATF or whatever they're going to call it now these days, who knows? But one thing I told him, I said, here's the problem that we're going to have. I said, you, me, large percentage of the populace, we're not going to register these weapons. They're going to be illegal weapons according to the ATF. But according to the Constitution, they will be legal firearms. There you go. There's a photo right there.
I wanted to show the people that you were not overstating this. This is a trophy picture, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This is a guy. This is the man who Biden wants to head the AFT or ATF, depending on, you know, which side of the bed he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's a trophy photo, and he's standing over a burnt corpse as if it is a trophy.
Yep. If you zoom in, you can see it about 3 inches away from his rifle to the left.
Yes.
And there was, I zoomed in on another app I have on my phone. I pulled it in there, and multiple other people have done the same thing. You can see it. You can see rib cages. I mean, if you know skeletal diagrams, you can notice it. And that's exactly what it is. It's a trophy photo. Why would you want to have a photo of that behind you, Doug? I would be so ashamed, so ridden with guilt if I was working for the ATF and I just saw what happened. I would be like, give me my resignation papers. I don't want to be involved with you. I don't want to have anything to do with you. You guys are sick, sadistic individuals. He couldn't wait to get a photo. He had to get a photo while the flames were still smoldering and the corpses were still in the ashes.
Yep.
That's who's running the ATF right now. So best believe they're going to start pushing their weight around. And it's time for America to stand up and say, no, no, because what's going to happen is we may not comply with this, but it's just like my age group now with the 1986 Machine Gun Act, where now machine guns are $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to try to purchase one. And we go, well, this is what they did. And everybody registered them. What should have happened in 1986 is everybody should have said, no, no, I'm not. I've already tax stamped that weapon. I'll still continue to buy and sell my weapons as much as I want. The reason why they got away with that in 1986, though, is because all the machine guns were registered in the United States because people wanted to be law-abiding citizens. And then they said, well, you can't buy them anymore, period, made after 1986. What's happened now is that whole market's gone so much in price because it's very difficult to get parts now. And a lot of those guns are worn out. If you find guns, machine guns, that are in still really good shape with a low round count, they're very expensive. This is exactly what they're going to do with AR-15s. They're going to get people to register them, and then they know where every single person has their AR-15 sporting weapon, just like they know where everybody's got their legal registered machine gun in the United States. And, you know, it may not be 2 years, it may not be 3 years, it may not be 5 years, but you can bet your bottom dollar there will reach a point in time where they will start coming in and saying, you know what? These legally registered weapons, you're going to have to start paying more taxes, or you're going to have to start paying insurance. Or heck, if you want to keep them, you're going to have to start paying a yearly annual fee to keep the weapon. Once you give the government permission to start taxing you unjustly and a Second Amendment that shall not be infringed, there are no limitations on it. We already saw this with the bump fire stocks. It was completely illegal what they did. And now I told you last week or 2 weeks ago that that court ruled, no, absolutely not. That was completely illegal. The ATF had no business or reason or even lawful purpose to be able to ban a bump fire stock. They're an enforcement agency. They're not a legislative body. They can't go in and just unilaterally go, you know what, we're going to ban those now because we don't like them anymore. Those are just, no, bump fire stocks, we don't like those. No, they're gone. You can't have them. They can't do that. They've never been able to do that. But because they got the green light from Trump and from the Attorney General at the time, they attempted to do it. This is exactly what they're going to do now under Biden. And here's the next thing that a lot of people don't realize with the red flag gun laws. I wanted to bring it up on your show because I brought it up on my show a couple days ago. The red flag gun laws have started to become such a normal occurrence in the United States. A lot of people don't even realize that thousands of them are occurring on a yearly basis, if not even more in some states. What has gotten to the point now is we're pretty much anybody that can pretty much remotely know you can go flag you and say you're essentially out of control, or you're a lunatic, or you are basically aggressive, or you're going to do bodily harm to yourself or others, and they can get these red flag gun laws issued without due process, I might add. You don't get notified. You don't get a notice to appear for 30 days and defend yourself. They just show up and Baker Act you, and then they come in and seize your firearms while you're Baker Acted. Well, here's something that is, in my opinion, we're going to start seeing the beginning phases of this, and this is why the bumbling buffoon threw the red flag gun law push into this whole gun thing. Remember, the gun laws they put in are very strategic. They don't do them by accident at the wrong time. They know exactly where they're going with this. There's now an article that was published. It was actually on Yahoo News and numerous other ones from Kate Kellen. It says now, 1 in 3 COVID survivors in a study of more than 230,000 individual American patients were diagnosed with brain or psychiatric disorders within 3 months, suggesting the pandemic could lead to a wave of mental and neurological problems. The new findings published in the Lancet Psychiatry Journal analyzed health records, mostly from the United States, of 236,379 COVID-19 patients and found 34% had been diagnosed with neurological and psychiatric illnesses within 6 months. Now, I can tell you right now, from being a psychology major, having a vast amount of study in that field, and as long as Dad has as well, and numerous other people that I know, COVID-19 is not causing psychological disorders. The virus, as we have seen repeatedly, is very similar to pretty much any other coronavirus or flu virus. It is not having brain problems in individuals. What's causing brain problems in individuals is A, low amounts of D3, considering the fact that almost all the patients that one doctor tested that tested positive for COVID had low D3, basically blood levels. Secondly, When you start going in from a psychological standpoint, you start telling people they can't be around their family. They can't go to church. They can't be around their friends. They have to wear a mask everywhere they go. And if they don't wear a mask, they're publicly outcasted and yelled and screamed at, and in some cases arrested, as we've seen, or fined. You also tell individuals they can't run their business. They can't operate freely. Heck, you can't even go walk around outside unless we allow you to go walk around outside in some places, like we saw out in California, where they arrested a paddleboarder last year for paddleboarding by himself, nobody else around, in calm water. In California, when they told everybody to stay at home. You cannot do that to the human psyche and not have significant side effects. Now, some people have more, have a harder, thicker skin, so to speak. Some people can handle trauma and basically invasive behavior better than others. Other people crack under pressure. And I'm not saying some people that's better than others. I'm just saying some people have the mental stability a little bit stronger than others. When you start taking day in and day out fear porn every single day on the media, every single day on the news, every single day on social media, you have to be scared. You have to be scared. Be terrified. Don't be around your family. Wear a mask. That's what they say every day. Instead of saying, be joyous, be grateful. You basically are a saved Christian. You're protected by God Almighty. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Be awake. Be joyful. Be strong, breathe fresh air. They don't say any of that. They promote hatred, they promote anger, and they promote fear on a regular basis. So what that does is you have a negative frequency in your body. Your cortisol is constantly elevated on top of all the external environmental factors. And on top of that, a lot of people haven't been eating clean. They've been stressed out. They've been doing more drugs. They've been drinking more alcohol. They've been eating more sugar. All of those which things can lower serotonin in the body. When that happens, you become more depressed. You start having more psychological issues. This, in my professional opinion and numerous others, is what's causing this to occur in this research study. It's not COVID causing psychiatric issues, but if you tie this in now and you start saying, hey, you know what? This Lancet journal, we're starting to see now if you tested positive for COVID, you may be a danger to yourself. You may start having neurological or psychiatric illnesses. We need to be prepared for what's about to happen in the near future with these people. What they're saying is the pandemic could lead to a wave of mental and neurological problems. Well, this falls into a unique category now, doesn't it, Doug? Especially when you start realizing that, hey, if that person is a danger to themselves, if they have a psychiatric problem, we need to red flag them. They don't need to have guns right now, man. This is not okay. On top of that, how long is it on the background check form that the ATF just updated before we start having the question, have you tested positive for COVID or any other variant in the last 12 months? Is that going to be a question they're going to start asking people to disprove you from being able to own a firearm? They're going to start basically coming in and saying, we have to monitor you and we need to hold your firearms for the next 6 months until we can prove COVID-19 didn't have a psychiatric impact on your body? I don't know, but I find it very, very strange that Yahoo Mail comes out with this article and the very next day, Biden comes out and starts telling everybody we need to expand red flag gun laws with federal support across the entire country. How long is it before they start implementing these all across the country and saying, hey, you tested positive for COVID, you got to turn in your guns for the time being. This is only temporary because it's free protection. You got to understand this. It's free protection, guys. We want to help you. We're trying to protect you, so we're taking your guns, which we know is a complete and total lie. So my advice to everybody is this. If you have tested positive, be very, very aware of who you talk to about weapons. Be very, very aware of who you show your guns to. I know a lot of people, they like to brag about their guns, and I get it. There's some pretty cool guns out there. There's some people that have weapons that are brag-worthy. You go to their house, they pull them out, and you're like, wow. That's a pretty cool gun. You know, I've never seen a $3,000 race pistol Glock before. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's not something I would personally own, but more power to you. The problem is, now you start having people talk. This is why I tell people, do not absolutely, under any circumstances, post your weapons on social media. Period. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Do not post your guns on social media. Because all it does is give somebody that doesn't like you ammunition to come after you. And then they can start pinpointing and diagramming and describing what exact firearms you have in your possession. Makes it very easy to start pushing this. Secondly, I recommend, and this goes for people that have tested positive for COVID, or if you're just a law-abiding citizen and you're trying to basically make sure you're protected, always have multiple backup plans, whether it be with your defenses, whether it be with your food, whether it be with your water, wherever it may be. You read between the lines on that. It's good to have multiple places in multiple areas safely that you have stuff, whether it be at a friend's house, whether it be a family's house, whether it be at a residence, whether it be at a, you know, vacation property. It's always good to have backup product and backup tools and backup food and water in different areas and not all have your eggs in one basket in the event that someplace may be compromised. That's just my opinion, because you know what? It's good to have food and water every place you go. Why would you not want to have that? Of course, you don't want to have the means to be able to protect that food and water and your family wherever you carry, where you go. So that's my encouragement and my advice to everybody. Be aware of what starts to happen in the next couple months. What we saw yesterday is nothing short than a full-blown attack on the American populace, and they're trying to do everything they can to run the Second Amendment through the paper shredder. And once they start trying to get a foothold and they start doing all these different laws, you're going to have to ask yourself a really, really important question. Are you going to comply? Because there comes a point in time to where you're going to have concrete rational thought. And you're going to have to think and you're going to have to sit back and go, if I comply with this one, what's the next one? Because here's the problem that I've always had with any type of gun registration. Say you go, you know what? I'm a law-abiding citizen. I have nothing bad that I'm doing. I'm a good American. Like majority of the listeners, majority of our customers, we're law-abiding citizens. I don't want to go get engaged in any type of unlawful behavior ever. I never even encourage it. So you go, you know what? I'm going to go register my Mossberg and my AR-15 because I don't want any issues. You know, I just want to register them. I'll be a good little citizen and we're good. And you go in, you register your firearms. They tell you what a good little peasant you are. They say, here's your registration papers. Now, because you've registered them and because we have registration laws, if you sell any of these guns, you have to do so through a dealer and they have to register it to the new owner. And you go, okay, I'll be a good little peasant. I'll do that. Then all of a sudden, they come in 2-3 years, they sign another order and says, you know what? We have found that most people aren't complying with this, so we're just going to pull all of them off the street. If you've registered your firearm, you have 30 days to turn it into local law enforcement or else we're basically going to come seize them. And you step back and you go, I haven't done anything wrong. What? I'm not going to turn my guns. I'm not going to do that. No, I'm done now. I've registered them. That's all I'm doing. 31 days. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, this is ATF along with the local sheriff's department. We found that, you know, you did have an AR-15 and a shotgun on this registry here, and we've seen that you haven't turned them in yet. Is there a problem? You know, we need to get these guns. And you go, no, man, I sold them to a friend of mine. I don't have them anymore. You know what? They're just gone. I lost them. Oh, you lost them.
Lost them in a boating accident, right? That's a meme, and if it's time to lose them, it's time to use them. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. Well, here's the precarious situation that nobody's thought about. Now all of a sudden you go, well, yeah, I lost them or I sold them. And they go, oh, well, you didn't probably look, but in that bill that required registration, it also said at any point in time as the firearm is transferred to another individual without being registered through a dealer, it's a felony. Oh, and if the gun is lost in a boating accident, it's also a felony if you don't report that registered firearm within 7 days of losing it. So, unfortunately, you know, you're going to have to go to jail now. It's a 10-year, $500,000 fine because you didn't tell us you lost your firearms. You go, whoa, I got my firearms. I'm not trying to do this. Here they are. I don't want any problems. They go, oh, that was a good little peasant. By the way, you're also getting arrested now for basically falsifying information to a federal law enforcement officer and holding back unlawful firearms. Now you're going to jail for even longer. And you go, what the heck? All I'm trying to do is be a good citizen and comply. That is just one small analogy of what happens when you register your firearms. Registration always is a step right before confiscation, Doug, and there is no reason under any circumstances they want a full-blown national registry on all these firearms unless they plan on knowing where they all are so they can come and grab them at a later date, and that is a guarantee in my opinion.
You know, you're exactly right, and I think the time, you know, you mentioned a couple, you know, 2 years later and 3 years later as an example, but I think that you're looking at months now as opposed to years. I really believe that we're at the cusp right now of they're coming for them. They're coming for us, but they're coming for them, but they're coming for us because I don't know whether you saw this, and I don't know if you even want to discuss this, but there were 100 signatories. I call them the Rogues Gallery of Liars and Scumbaggery. 100 signatories to this demand for a 9/11 style investigation or type investigation into the events of 1/6, the Capitol. Okay. That is a Revolver News. Darren Beatty wrote an article essentially saying that's a declaration of war against anyone who adheres to American exceptionalism or nationalism and anyone who is a patriot. And I happen to agree with that. So war has been declared officially, and they even were kind enough to put their names on this declaration of war. And that includes, I should say, Tom Ridge. Tom, you and I have had dealings in the past, the first Secretary of Homeland Security. You and I have had dealings in the past. You probably don't remember me. Maybe your brother Dave does remember me, okay, because he's an attorney locally. And Tom Ridge used to live about a mile and a half away from me. All right, but these scumbags, these filthy, dirty, rotten, globalist scumbags, and Ridge included, are coming after us. They've declared war on us.
No, you're 100% accurate, Doug. What we've seen with the FBI has been a gross, gross overstep of their boundaries. We see now they don't have time for child trafficking. They don't have time for any other things that are going on right now. They have devoted almost all of their resources to watch, monitor, listen, spy, and harass thousands of American citizens that are law-abiding that simply just showed up to D.C. on January 6th. I gave you the report a couple weeks ago that they've gone through 116,000 hours of video footage from cell phones to CCTVs to surveillance cameras, I mean, all over the entire D.C. area, so they could figure out every single person that was there. This isn't going to stop. You're exactly right. This is a bold, in-your-face declaration of war, and it's not coincidental that they're now slowly trying to come after the guns. Because remember, they have found that America is quite complacent if they boil us like a frog. If they do little things at a time, little things at a time, little things at a time, all of a sudden, everybody wakes up one day and they go, how the heck did this happen? How did we get in this position? How in the world did we find ourselves here? And that's exactly what they're doing with the gun registration. I can tell you right now, if they try to mandate gun registration, and everybody, or not everybody, but a large percentage of people go and they register their guns, it's going to go static for a while. They're not going to do anything about it at first. It's going to be real, you know, real low key. Everybody's just going to kind of forget about it, sweep it under the rug. We either did or you didn't. But then when they want to push the next phase of gun control, or they want to push their next false flag agenda and blame it on the patriots, you better believe they will have all their algorithms, their entire story, and every narrative they need lined up. That is exactly what they're doing right now with the whole thing in D.C. from January 6th. They're getting all these people together. They're getting all these charges together, which, by the way, now multiple judges have already said majority of the people that have been detained, arrested, are pretty much going to be charged with like basic trespassing. That's it. They said that there's not even enough evidence to convict a lot of these people, which tells me this was a gross overstep of their boundaries on what they have the ability to do. You're telling me you're spending millions of dollars, the entire FBI taxpayer money, you know, budget to go after people that you're charging with petty trespassing? No, I don't buy that one bit. This is a declaration of war, like you just said. This is the beginning phases. And what they're doing is they're trying to make an example out of everybody up there. They're trying to show everybody, this is what happens when you go against the all-powerful Oz. This is what happens when you don't comply. Then they go in and put an 8-10-foot-tall wall up, whatever it is now, fence, with razor wire National Guard around the entire Capitol. Notice, that's gone out of the media. Nobody wants to talk about that giant fence around the entire Capitol. But, hey, we don't need a fence down the southern border. We're just going to keep absorbing hundreds of thousands of people across the southern border every single month. That's totally cool. We're not going to bring any of that up. That's totally, you know, that's fine. Don't worry about that. But this is where it's headed. The COVID was designed specifically to get people complacent and reliant on the government, along with getting them totally compliant. You do what we say. We tell you what to do. You follow orders because we know best. I personally believe, Doug, what we saw with the election going into January 6th, now going to what's happening now, even if you took Trump out of the equation, even if they tried to go in and steal the election, which they had a hard time doing without COVID because of mail-in ballots, but say they still stole the election and COVID, this entire COVID scam was non-existent, I don't think people would be nearly as compliant with what we've seen now over the last couple of months, because people would know, okay, obviously this is a sham. Obviously, we're being lied to. But because the COVID broke the back of the will of the large portion of the population, everybody just wants it to be over with. They want to have the new normal. They want to have the old normal. They'll take any normal they can get, even if it's a crappy normal. They'll take it. That's why we have to continue to push and stand up for everything we believe in, because they're not going to hand it back. That's the thing a lot of people don't realize. They're pushing this idiotic mindset on everybody. I mean, we got Richard Levine, a cross-dressing pervert, heading the health department. We now have a known anti-gun lobbyist who's an ATF agent in the middle of a massacre heading the ATF. We now have all these people in the school board systems that are promoting this unbelievably idiotic Common Core along with critical race theory. Now to take it a step further, Oregon Department of Education is now saying that they want to change math curriculums because requiring the correct answer in math is racist. They say that an integrated approach to mathematics designs opportunities for ongoing self-reflection, and they seek to develop anti-racist math practice. White supremacy culture infiltrates math classrooms. Getting the right answer and requiring students to show their work promotes white supremacy culture. So I talked about this on the show the other day, and I said, here's what they're promoting. They're saying now, well, 1 + 2 = 8. That's not accurate. What? You can't tell me that. That is accurate. You're a white supremacist if you say that's not accurate. And it goes a step further. Now you're at a bank. You're at a store. You're a health food store here. Somebody comes in and says, hey, I want to buy a bottle of vitamins. I say, okay, it's $5. They say, okay, here's a $10 bill. Oh, $10 bill, okay. Here's a $5 back. It was a $5 item. You handed me a $10, you get $5 back. Okay, you go, no, you're supposed to give me $100. What? Yeah, 5 - 10 = 100. No, that's not accurate at all. There's no way that's even ever been accurate. No, it's accurate or you're racist. I'm not racist. You're a moron. You can't do math. Oh, I'm a moron now. Oh, that's it. I'm calling the Department of Health. You're now discriminating against me because I'm black, and you're being a blatant white supremacist racist for not giving me my money. You go, what are you talking about? Now all of a sudden, the Better Business Bureau is involved, law enforcement's involved, the health department's involved. Everybody's involved in this giant debacle because now you're a racist and you've stolen money from this individual because you won't give them money. And somebody the other day said, Austin, that's an insane analogy. That'll never happen. Well, really?
No,
it'll never happen?
Here it is right here, and this is from this appeared on the Gateway Pundit, the Oregon 2 + 2 = 5. Okay,
now, there you go.
White supremacy culture infiltrates math classrooms and everyday teacher actions, coupled with the benefits that underlie these actions. They perpetuate educational harm on Black, Latinx, whatever that is, and multilingual studies, denying them full access to the world of mathematics. So we've got to change it. And this was first reported by Campus Reform. And you're exactly right. And people look at this and they say, oh, that can't be right. You're right. I mean, because in a sane world, this would not be right.
No. In a sane world, we wouldn't have an individual named Richard Levine pretend he's a cross-dressing pervert female get promoted to the Department of Education or Department of Health.
Talk about the epitome of science denying. You know, yes, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what we're seeing is we're seeing the realm of the delusional psychosis that I talked about a couple weeks ago. We're seeing them demand you embrace it. Not that it has any form in reality, not that it's accurate at all, but simply you accept it or you're a racist and you don't belong in society. And this is where this racist culture has come to now. America is one of the least racist cultures in the entire world. That's what's so stupid about it. I mean, where else do you have somebody that can be in high school and graduate from high school and go into college and be basically a good basketball player? That's their main skill set. And they can be drafted right out of school and start making $10, $20 million a year for simply playing a sport. And they're black. Where, show me another place in the entire world where you see that. And there's a million other analogies I gave on the show the other day relating to that. So what they're doing is now they're trying to promote a level of delusion. And at the same time, if you don't go along with their delusional state, you're basically a neo-Nazi racist skinhead that does not belong in society. And that's exactly where we're going. And now you see the cancel culture. I mean, Georgia wants to have voter ID laws. And now you've got like Coca-Cola, the MLB, I mean, Amazon, all these companies now that are like, no, we're boycotting Georgia. Wait, do you have to get a, do you have to show an ID to get into Amazon warehouse? Oh, I know you do, because one of our packages went there one day and I had to go pick it up and they quickly threw me out when I moseyed in there because I wasn't supposed to be there. They said, oh, do you have an ID? I said, no, I don't have an ID. I need to pick up a package. UPS delivered it here incorrectly. I need the package. Oh, you have to leave. You're trespassing. I'm trespassing. I want my package. You have to contact UPS. It threw me out. Calling security on me. Oh, what happens if I try to go in the Coca-Cola factory? It's a couple miles down the road from here. You think I'm going to walk into the Coca-Cola factory? I'm just going to, hey, guys, I'm here to hang out. They're going to say, bud, we need some ID. What are you doing here? No, you don't need ID. I this just like voter laws. You don't need ID. I can walk in and do whatever I want here. Security. We got an idiot walking around Coca-Cola facility. We need him thrown out now. That's where it's going to go. So they're all of a sudden they're saying that we can do all this at our facility. We have to do it for our protection. But simply asking for an ID to vote in one of the basic bedrock principles of our constitutional republic to maintain a republic, that somebody is who they say they are to vote, that's racist. Kidding me? Again, delusional psychosis. Up is down, right is wrong, wrong is right. They're twisting everything to make it so confusing, so weird that nobody can figure out what the heck to do with it. And that's exactly what they've done. And then the COVID's just amplified it even further with their fear-based mongering that they do every single day on the television. That's what I told people. Dude, turn off the television. I don't even have cable. I don't even watch TV hardly ever. But if I do, it's like a specific movie that I want to watch. Most of them are old movies now. New movies suck. Most new movies that come out always have to have some like virtue signaling in them. They always have to have some story about how it's going to save everybody or one person sacrificed themselves for the greater good and it helps the green agenda. It's stupid. I've walked out of so many movies and turned movies off. I'm like, no, return movies. I'm like, no, send this back. I'm not going to watch. It's defective. On eBay, guy sends me the thing. I sent a movie back. I'm not going to say the name of the movie because it's stupid. I said, I need money back. He's like, wow. I was like, defective. He's defective. I said, yo, it's defective. You want me to send you a new one? I said, no. The whole movie's defective. It's defective against my beliefs. All my money back. I got a refund, actually.
So, which is why I've got the entire 1970s Death Wish series in the playing on a loop in my office because that just makes me happy. Can you imagine a movie like the original Death Wish coming out today?
Oh my gosh.
No. Anyway,
love the new disclaimers at the beginning. Oh. Of videos and movies.
I haven't seen them.
Say this picture may be triggering. There's
really
triggering effects.
Oh, is that?
Oh yeah.
I've seen the one where a lot of them come out a couple of years ago and they said basically some of the comments or actions in this film do not necessarily equate with this studio production. I've seen that. You know, basically they're disclaiming what's in this film doesn't necessarily reflect Paramount Pictures. This is just what they did in this film. I've seen that, but I haven't seen anything about triggering stuff. It doesn't surprise me though, Eric.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't surprise me either. It's I guess all we have to really say is Rachel Levine, Health and Human Services Secretary. And I suppose that, you know, we don't have to go any further than that to show what Crazy Town looks like. But you know, all of this, in all of this, folks, we need to, please do me a favor. I would consider this a personal favor. We need to make sure that we're healthy. So do me a favor. Go to healthmasters.com. And I mean this sincerely. I take the nutritional supplements from Health Masters. They're the best on the market, I believe. That's my view. Because I'm going to tell you something. You will want these when you can't have them anymore. And Austin, I want to ask you a question. Do you think there will come a time when Health Masters will be shut down?
As sad as I don't want to admit something like that, I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, just for the level of fight that we've put up down here in Florida and shown people we're not going to put up with this. But in the late future from now, yes, I think what they're going to do, and ironically enough, it comes back down to what an article I brought up today on the show, and this actually ties in exactly what you said. The infrastructure proposal, Dick Morris talked about this. I don't know if you've seen this yet. And this whole like $2-3 trillion infrastructure proposal. He goes on to state here, he said this package is not what people think it is. He said it's designed to collectivize the United States, to regiment, to unionize, and to make us controllable and trackable as an economy. The metaphor comes to mind when Stalin insisted that all the farmers go to collective farming. He goes, the main feature of this infrastructure bill is you cannot get those funds unless you unionize. It's going to begin first by forcing the entire construction industry and huge numbers of other industries into unionization. It intends to make protecting the right to organize act part of the legislation bill, which would be the greatest disaster we've ever had. Morris warned that the general public does not yet know what the PRO Act even means. He said, but the end result will be that nobody eventually can work for themselves. Everybody has to be on a corporate payroll. If you're a consultant, a contractor, a freelancer, a private business owner, you will essentially be forced to close up shop and become an employee of your client or the people who contract you. That's what this infrastructure bill is about. It's about unionizing the entire country. It's Atlas Shrugged, so to speak, if you've seen that film or read the book. This is where they're going with this. So, yeah, I think that's where it's going to go. Granted, they're going to get one heck of a fight from me down here, and they're going to get a heck of a fight from a lot of other people that are in just various industries. But that's where they're going to take this. They're going to try to make it so that everything has some type of control. They'll tax us to such an extent that they'll try to force everybody under their hand. They're going to say, well, listen, if you're not unionized, if you don't follow our grants, if you don't go along with what these are, you're going to be paying 60, 70, 80, 90%, you know, business tax on your company, which is going to effectively bankrupt anybody and everybody. Or you can join this health union, which will let you sell some vitamins that we say you can sell in certain doses that we say you can sell them, and we'll drop your tax structure down to 10%, but you can only sell the supplements that we approve for you to sell. And that point in time, yeah, Health Masters will be on a different approach. It'll probably at that point, you know, I would be more in the black market category, because one thing about the American populace that we've always seen is that we always find a will and we always find a way, whether we're trading with silver and gold or platinum, whether we're bartering with ammunition and firearms that we legally own under the Second Amendment, or we're simply exchanging goods and services that we see fit. We do not have to have the government's permission to live. We don't have to have their permission to work. And we sure as heck don't have to have their permission to own a firearm. We are Americans, and we're still Americans. And it's time Americans stand up and realize that and start saying, hey, you know what? No. N-O. It's two letters. N-O. Not going to do that. Not going to comply. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to shut down my business. And I'm not going to register my lawful firearms that I'm granted under the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed is an extremely direct phrase at the end of that. Infringement is anything that goes in and basically contradicts that right. That's what they're trying to do right now. And so I encourage everybody, wake up, find your conviction, and stand your ground where you stand on this, because it's not going to stop until we take it back and say, listen, no, absolutely not. If we want to sell vitamins, we're going to sell vitamins. If we want to sell guns, we're going to sell guns. If we want to sell ammo, we're going to sell ammo. Heck, if we want to live free, we'll live free. No permission needed for free men, Doug. That's where my stance is. They try to shut us down in the future, and we will fight every inch we have to.
Well, and I agree with that. But you know, what's discouraging to me is seeing, with all of the scientific knowledge we have right now, and we do have science on our side on this, about masks, you know, these mask Nazis, these complier, these people who want to virtue signal their compliance. How many, I guess my question is, how many people who are wearing masks are saying right now, well, you know, you take my Second Amendment rights away or my guns away, that's the, you know, I'm going to fight. Well, the time to fight is, you know, to me, I don't know. The time to fight, I think, is now or is past. And I'm not advocating violence.
No, I don't think the time has passed at all. And I'm not engaged. I'm not advocating direct conflict either. I'm saying is what I've been saying for the last year. I've gotten so many people awake locally, over the show, on emails. I've told people this repeatedly. It's civil disobedience. It's the finest time for that example. So last year, I refused to comply with any of the stuff that was going on. I said, no, I'm not going to shut anything down. I'm not going to wear a mask. Yeah. As soon as I started looking at the research on the virus, I realized real quick that we were being lied to. As soon as I saw that nobody wanted to talk about vitamin C and vitamin D and quercetin and zinc, and they were trying to even shut down stuff like the hydroxychloroquine, I knew it was a total sham. They didn't want people to get better. They didn't want people to stay healthy, Doug. They wanted a high death count so they could push their agenda. That's the time to start fighting, but it's never too late to stop fighting. I have to say that. I've always been a proponent of standing your ground, even back when I used to train all the time as far as in shoot fighting and karate and stuff. It's always time to stand up, especially if it's something you believe. And it's the time now more than ever that we go, okay, there is no Q, there is no Trump movement as far as this. There's no plan to save everybody. It's the American populace doing what the American populace does best. Defy tyrannical orders, and we're exceptional at doing that, Doug.
You're exactly right. Meanwhile, Biden gets pudding on Tuesdays. I don't know what made me say that, but yeah.
Thursdays.
Okay, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got about 3 minutes left. 3 minutes. And again, folks, healthmasters.com, you know, you need to do it. You need to do it today. People are going to be sick and tired of hearing me say it, but you need to do this today. And while you're shopping there, again, listen to the hour informational download that is known as the Ted and Austin Brower Show right there on the right-hand side of your page. The amount of information in that hour will just really curl your hair legs, your legs on your hair if you're Joe Biden. 2 minutes, go ahead in 2 minutes, my brother, anything you want to close with, it's yours.
Well, and just some encouragement to everybody. One thing, you know, that everybody can do, and I've tried to be a huge proponent of this, is continue to support local businesses, continue to support online businesses like Health Masters and Hagman that are pushing the truth and really going nonstop every single day to get this information out there. And the same goes with local practices. You know, I love businesses when it says no mask required on the door. I'm going to restaurants and stuff down here. I mean, I try to support those businesses the best I can. And go around, especially if they're a good business and they're a awake, patriot business. If everybody starts doing that, supporting local businesses, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a store, whether it's a hardware place, whatever it is, do the best you can. Stop supporting these Amazon conglomerates and Costco and stuff the best you can. I know some people have business contracts and stuff like that with them. I've told people that before. But do the best you can to support small businesses, especially when it's your own money. It drives me to no extent of irritation when I see people constantly supporting Amazon left and right, but then they want to piss and moan about what's happening right now while they're feeding the very beast with their own dollars. So I've told people before, the only reason I have supplements on Amazon, I have them jacked up over all the retail prices. They're much higher than our website. I don't use it to basically sell anything. I don't want to sell anything on Amazon. They're a nightmare. I use it to get advertisement on Amazon to try to draw business from Amazon to my website.
There you go.
So if you see our products on Amazon, please come to my website. I'll give you a much better price. And if you want, use the Doug5 coupon. That's active again as well right now for 5% off all regular price items. We do the best we can to support our listeners, our customers, and our Health Masters family, along with getting the truth out to everybody we can. For these shows, for the Hagman Show, support these businesses that are doing this. We are going to be here as long as we physically can because, in my opinion, I have no other option. I can't mentally, with good faith, stand by and watch this happen in my country and be silent about it and just comply to go along to get along. That's not my personality. It never has been, and it will not be for as long as I'm alive on this earth, Doug.
Amen, my brother. I'll tell you what. We have to fight. We have no, there's no other option. And, yeah, it's simply very well stated and, succinctly stated as well. So I appreciate you. I appreciate all you've done. And, we've reached the end of the program. So with that, I bid you adieu and have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Have a blessed weekend as well.
All right. All right. Folks, that was Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. A couple things before we go. Just have about a minute left, but that minute is important. Folks, if you haven't done so already, please do me a favor as well. Satellite phone. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click the link to the satellite phone store and get a satellite phone. You're not going to believe how important this is going to become in the near future. That's the satellite phone store. Go to HagmanReport.com. It'll take you to that page you're seeing right there for an Inmarsat iSat Phone 2 satellite phone. It comes free with the plan. Steve Quayle had hammered this out, and I'll tell you something. It is necessary. It will become absolutely necessary in the near future. Make sure, Wisconsin Christian News, please donate. Wisconsin Christian News, donate, but subscribe to the hard copy and digital. There, I've got an exclusive being published in Wisconsin Christian News about the Biden laptop. And I want to say thank you so much, folks. And we have a listener. God bless her. Her name is Ricky. And pray for Ricky and pray for her strength. Her husband is in hospice. I'm not going to read you the card. It's just pray for Ricky. All right. We have the best listeners in the world. May God bless everyone. Have a great weekend.